Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, don't let them wear you down, huh? Don't you let them wear you down. That's what's going on, baby. Huh? The Bible says that he who endures till the end shall be saved. Hey, folks, it's an endurance thing. We're in an endurance race. And I got to tell you this, we're just at the beginning of it. I mean, some of us have been in this race a long time. I got stains of eggs all over my face and stuff that's happened to me over the last 20. I've been telling people it's coming. They laughed at me about tinfoil hats, all that. Listen, I'm telling you, we just got to endure, man. We just got to hang on. Just hang on. The Lord's faithful. That's my take on it. Lord's faithful. And I got some good news for you, which is kind of rare coming from me, because I don't like being one of those doom porn or porn doom, whatever you say it. I don't want to be one of those shows you come to and it's always bad news. Because as I said, I'm an optimistic guy. We're going to win. We're going to win. I'm going to give you some good evidence right now today that we are. And just appreciate it. I got a team uniform on today. And the new shirts. Say, why are you kidding me? That big old hat? Yeah, that's what it says. It says, pass the salt. And there's our hat. And we got our hat on, of course. And then it says, Coach Dave Live, that's a connection. So we'll be wearing that. Turn around, give everybody a little bit of a view on the back. Terry Ladrick, who did it, actually kind of redid it. It's the guys at Iwo Jima holding up a cross, right? Get it? And we kept the message really, really simple so people would understand what we're all about. And Michelle's up there right now. I met with Terry yesterday. I hadn't seen Terry in a couple of years. What a good dude he is. And Terry, I just appreciate all you do out there, man. Sure do. And so I met with Terry yesterday and got the shirts. So anybody that's ordered a shirt, we're going to try to get them out in the mail even to you today. So we want you to be able to have them, those of you who are going to go to D.C. Now, listen, I'm a little bit behind the eight ball because Mike and Polly yesterday, Polly in particular, was working on hotel arrangements and all that kind of stuff. And so we're going to at some point get by Monday, we're going to have a registration up on the website, because we need to know who's coming. Okay. We're trying to get hotel arrangements where we're all going to be in the same hotel and all that. We're talking about in on Friday, do the event on Saturday, out on Saturday. That's pretty much the way it is. And we're going to, rather than just standing around a group of people and chanting far more years, we're working on some other plans and some things that we're going to actively do while we're there. So that's next week, December 11th and 12th. And, Michelle, am I supposed to say something about that? No, she said, no, don't say, so I won't say anything about that. December 11th and 12th. If you're in the Central Ohio area or you want to drive to Columbus area and jump in with me, I'm going to get a big van and we'll drive out from here. So if some of you are listening say, I don't want to drive all the way there, maybe you're coming down from somewhere in lower Michigan or something, or you're coming up, whatever, come to my place. And I'll have us a good 12 or 15 passenger van, depending on how many registrants we get. And we'll get that up on the website and get ready to move forward. This is a flea flicker Friday, and I got some good fleas to flick on you. But I would be remiss if I didn't give us a chance to just kind of reflect or give you the opportunity to respond to I thought yesterday's show was pretty profound. I listened to it yesterday. And as I said, anytime you get into the discussion with the I was reading something. Anytime you get in, you begin to discuss the baptism in the Holy Spirit, you always get your foot caught in the trap of tongues. It never, folks, tongues is one of the gifts. Now, I understand the Bible says that in Matthew, I believe it is, although it could be someplace else, that they will speak with new tongues. That you're going to know Christians by what? Help me out, Dale. My brain is halfway alive and halfway dead. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall speak in new tongues. I believe it's in Matthew, although I could be wrong. So thanks, Dale. What is it?
Mark 16.
Mark 16, Mike. Could you pull that up there real quickly? And my wife even asked me about that as we were having a little. I don't want to stay on this topic, but I think we need to hammer this home a little bit today. And then I got some other stuff that I think is important. And then down to bottom, I think Mike 16. And these signs, there it is, 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. And I often make this point here too. You see that semicolon?
Yes.
I don't know if that semicolon was there or whether they put it there. Right? And I like to read this. I like to change this, move the semicolon. Larry, is that messing with scripture when I do that? And I would like to say, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Semicolon.
No. In the Greek, there's no punctuation.
Thank you. There's no punctuation. So, but I mean, it goes together. Okay, they go together. But I read it as, and these signs shall follow those that believe in my name. They shall do what? Cast out devils. Hey, folks, is that for today? Are we supposed to be casting out devils today? Is that something that ceased? Why aren't
no.
we? They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I'm sorry. They shall speak with new tongues. I missed that one. They cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And these signs shall follow. I wonder, does it mean every one of those signs? Do every one of those signs follow? That, as a lot of the Baptists or Pentecostals try to teach us, they believe that speaking in tongues is evident. If you don't speak in tongues, you are not saved. There's that belief system's out there. Now, again, I don't want this thing to degenerate into a debate over tongues, which is what always happens. I'm talking about the power that comes upon you when you are filled again with the Holy Spirit, when you are filled and a continued filling of the Holy Spirit. That's what I want to focus on. And I don't think you'd have to take much for you to argue with me to say, Coach, there must be something to that because there sure isn't any power in the local church. There sure isn't any power in it. Amen? Somebody raise your hand and say, Omar, there isn't any power.
Amen.
Why is there not any power? What if we just stopped at being born again? What if we received the Holy Spirit, the communication device? What if we got saved and got that Holy Spirit inside us, that download, but we never fully downloaded the app? You guys know what I'm talking about from a computer standpoint? I can get the download and put it on my computer, but I got to download it. And I believe that's the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Comments, stay away from tongues. I don't want to degenerate into tongues. Questions or confirmations or concerns about yesterday, and then I want to move on a little bit.
Coach, I want to say one thing. I understand things differently now that I know the word, that I can see the word.
Uh-huh.
If you were talking about it yesterday, if you went back to your hometown, they would think you're speaking an entirely different language, right?
They do, right? They already think that. Yes, sir. What happened to that guy, right?
Right, exactly. That's what I look at, new tongues, as a possibility.
That's a great point.
It's all a great point. Yeah, Randy?
Coach, I met a guy in college, and that he figured out I was a Christian. And I spoke and I practiced this, and he said, "Yeah, we do too. I'm in a satanic church, and we practice that too." So, but now listen, this is a good sign that it is real, because they spin everything that God does, they flip it, they reverse it, and make it used for Satan. So there's nothing original with the Satanists, but. To me, they have to take something that is to have something to spin. So to me, that's evidence that there is something real to it.
Well, Randy, how about this, folks? When you say a prayer, like I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. We had a Serge sent out a prayer request yesterday. It happens a lot on our text line. Serge requested prayer. Now, folks, listen. When you got that message from Serge, I got the message, and Serge asked me to pray, and I prayed. Didn't I believe power was going forth when I did it? Isn't that why I prayed? The power would go forth?
Well, in his name.
In his name, right? But isn't the devil doing that too? Aren't they casting spells? Aren't they saying things in the devil's name through that other power, right?
Absolutely.
So we have to get us a grip and understand the power. Prince of the power of the air, there's power in that air that we all don't understand. And folks, if you followed me around during the day, you would really know how unholy I am. Somebody say amen other than me.
Amen, Coach.
If you followed me around, you would really know how I battle every day that carnal nature. The last thing I ever want you to do is put me up on a pedestal. But I can tell you this. I can turn around on the Holy Spirit power, man, and that thing comes. That thing comes. Why? Because it's like the illustration I used yesterday with Randy and the skid steer. When I can go over there and turn that thing on, man, there's power that comes. You can't even believe the hydraulic power in that skid steer. And so that's the same illustration that I make in the Holy Spirit. I heard somebody say, oh, yes, so you're in sin and the Holy Spirit's still there. Listen, when I'm in sin, the Holy Spirit convicts me every time I sin. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen.
It doesn't
prevent me from sinning, but it sure lets me know when I did. Right?
Absolutely.
Right? That's right.
Amen.
And so I take it to the Lord and whatever. So there's this powerful force called the Holy Spirit that I don't think we've done a good job of accessing it. And I would pray that some of you would just on your own begin to study it a little bit more in depth. And do me a favor, throw out your Baptist teaching or your Lutheran teaching or your Presbyterian teaching or your Catholic teaching or whatever that you were brought up with, and just dig into the Word and see what it says. That's all. That's all. The Bible says that I believe it. That settles it. Except we don't. We don't believe it. It doesn't settle it. Never. Go ahead, Silver. I feel you.
I was going to say that, you know, one of the things that all of the Holy Spirit-filled, quote-unquote, denominations, they push on you. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you're not saved. And that's not true.
Because
I mean, even the thief on the cross didn't get that one, you know, and he died. And then everybody in the upper room spent days in prayer in the upper room before the Holy Spirit came down. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit is the evidence of walking with God to me. Mm-hmm. And, but not having the Holy Spirit and being saved is a real thing. You don't have to be filled with the Holy Spirit to be saved.
No. See, I tried to explain this to Michelle last night. She asked a really good question. She said, don't we receive the Holy Spirit at the moment that we're saved? I said, yeah, we do. But we're not filled with it. I mean, it's hard for us to explain, right? The Lord said, you have not because you ask not. I said, hey, Lord, I'd like to have more. Is there more of this, Lord? More of it. If there's more of you I can get, I'd like to have that, Lord. And the baptism.
Hey, Coach?
Yeah.
You know, the book of John, the first chapter, it kind of helped guide us into understanding what you're covering here. And verse 12 says, to all those who received Jesus, he gave them something.
The power.
He gave them the power, and that word could also be translated as authority and privilege, to become children of God. See, being saved, Jesus saves, as it came to save the world. He came to pay the price for the sins of the world. Now, once he's paid that price, then you've got a price to pay.
Hmm.
You've got to obey. You've got to let him be your Lord. If you don't make him be your Lord, he's not your Savior. He saved you from those sins when you were in the world. But once you claim you're out of the world, if you don't go on and become and let him be your Lord, you didn't stay saved. I guarantee you, he saved you from the world condition, but you're sitting in that other condition, and you got sin, and that sin keeps you from God.
My Bible says I got to work out my own salvation. I got to work it out. There's something I got to. Can you lose it? I don't want to get into that. But Jim, I feel you down there. Jim, you got something you want to say? That's you.
Yeah. Good morning. I hear and receive the power from on high. But I was wondering if the after huddle conversation is recorded and can that be shared? Because there was good conversation going on. I was learning and then I got distracted by a squirrel because I was trying to help somebody get into the huddle and they were trying to do it on their phone and it just didn't work out. And
so the answer to your question, Jim, is our good friend Silver records all of the pre and post show. So Silver, how do we get that to him, bud?
Well, it depends on if he wants just a copy of the text. That's easily doable. If he would like a copy of the audio, that's certainly doable.
Audio would be great, please.
Because if you want the video, that's another world. That is so much data. It's not even funny.
It was a great discussion. I had to get off after about 20 minutes. It just amazes me the discussions go on afterwards. And it was,
yeah, I think
was
we very, went very over rich. 2 hours after the show. So
how do we get it to him, Silver? I mean, okay.
Tim, Jim. I need your help with this. Because occasionally Tim wants a copy and we set up a way to do that. And I think Tim and Jim have to get together to get the right software together, and I can add it to the list.
We'll work on it, Jim, okay?
After the show,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll work on it. Okay,
it's certainly doable, yes.
Yeah, good. Anything else? Craig, I feel you there, bud. Come on in.
I have a question. People can kind of research it themselves. Before Christ, could the Holy Spirit indwell the human soul?
Before Christ, could he?
Yes, before Christ actually was born through Mary, could the Holy Spirit indwell human flesh?
I don't believe so.
Well, he quickened in Elizabeth, John the Baptist.
Came upon her, okay.
Yeah.
But does that mean indwell?
Yeah, I think Larry's right. I think the Spirit can come upon you. I don't think he could. Because salvation hadn't taken place yet, I don't think he has fellowship of darkness. I don't think he could have.
Okay, well, I'll give you a couple pieces of information. People can come to their own conclusions on this. I don't have the scripture in front of me, but Jesus was saying that every man past John the Baptist would be greater than him. In other words, John the Baptist was the delineation of a period of, you can call it a dispensation, that you'll be greater than what he is. And then Jesus also said, I have to leave so your helper can come.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so it's a period of time, I think, where in my studies that we have the opportunity born after that period of time to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So the thing is we can be indwelled in it, but we can suppress it and we can grieve it. So I guess it just depends how much suppressing and how much grieving you want to do for him to be able to work through you. I think that's what it is. I think we all have it. When we come to the salvation, we have the Holy Spirit in us. The question is, how much do we want to let that be developed in our spirit by us getting out of the way and letting the Holy Spirit get in the way?
It's like having that skid steer. Why would I have it if I don't use it? That doesn't make any sense. I got all that power setting up there. Why would you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit and not use it? Cool. I don't want to get... I got some stuff I want to lay on the table. Anybody else today? Come on in. Susan, you wanted to say something earlier, I think. Something's happened with my computer screen. I can't see everybody that's in here. Did Sue Schaefer want to say something? Were you open earlier, dear?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. Hey, yeah, I wanted to add, I think we all get like a download when we get saved and we repent, but it's like we all have our dials turned way down because we're kind of, you know, it's new and we get flushed out. It's like flushing through all that filter and getting rid of all that blech. And then, but you have to tune your dial in and then you're able to hear it. And as we come stronger in Jesus, it's like turning your dial up to where you can hear better.
Amen.
And you're able to pick up that station.
Amen. Amen. Now, I just thought about this, Steph, because I use this scripture a lot. When Jesus said that you shall be brought before governors and kings as a testimony against them and the Gentiles, and think not what you shall speak, for it shall be given unto you in that same hour what you shall speak, for it's not you that speaks, but your Father that speaks through you. So I believe that if you're born again, Christian, whatever that means, if you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, if you receive Christ at salvation, I believe you have the Holy Spirit. And I believe he'll speak. I believe he'll inform. I believe he'll warn. I believe all that. I believe people who have received Jesus are born again. I believe all that. But I think there's an overdrive. It's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I believe you can get a deeper understanding, a deeper revelation, and a deeper power of the gospel. And it's not, if you're chasing the gifts, you say, I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit so I can lay hands on people. And see, then you're chasing the gift. You're chasing the gift. And I want the power. I want the power. I think the gift will follow the power. And I think if we focus on that, and again, some of you yesterday maybe had never even heard anything about it. All day today, wherever you are, just say, Lord, just fill me. Lord, just fill me. If what Coach was saying yesterday is real, Lord, I was raised Lutheran. I don't know what any of this stuff means. But Lord, if there's more of you, if there's a baptism in the Holy Spirit, Lord, pour that out on me, will you? I think that's all you got to do. I think that's all you got to do. And then you exercise that thing, and the boldness comes, and the boldness rises up, and I'm telling you, I'll have times on this show. Please listen. I'm not trying to make me special. Please, I'll have times on this show that I listen to afterwards, and I'll say to my wife, "Where did that come from? Where did that come from?" Or I'll be out on the street and I'll do something out on the street that I'm scared to do, apprehensive. Maybe that'd be a better word. And I do it, and that spirit rises up. And when it's over, I think, where did that come from?" It's that endued power. It's that power from on high that I've been baptized in. And I'm sure many of you out there right now could give that same testimony. Say, boy, was that otherworldly. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Where did that come from? And I feel it when it comes. I feel it when it moves. It's real. And no 6-foot icicle is going to tell me it isn't real. Sorry. I hear somebody. Come on in.
Coach, this is how I see it, and I'll be short here, but we're three parts, body, soul, and spirit. We still are, after we're born again, we're still body, soul, and spirit. Only our spirit man is alive. It's the man, it's the God man in us. It's the inner spirit man. Paul teaches on this really clear. Okay, if I get in my prayer closet and I start praying, and I may pray in English, and sometimes I'll just move into another language, Coach, but what I'm doing, I'm feeding my spirit man. This is his food. My mind is different. It's a different thing. Your souls, the psyche. That's three parts. When Jesus, when he left on the cross, the last thing he says, "I commend to you, Lord, my spirit." If we don't see the difference, we don't understand this. But there is a difference. They're not all the same. That food for that spirit man to build him up. Jude, it's in Jude. I can tell you about 10 scriptures, but that's some of his food right there. And it's praying in the spirit. That's his food.
Amen. Awesome. Amen. You know, I'm going to move on here. So I just want, Lord wants me to share this with you. This is how crazy we all are. You know, I was at an event one time where I was the feature speaker, whatever that means. And before I get up there to speak, they have somebody come up and sing a song. And this guy comes up and sings this song, and he has the most unbelievable baritone voice. I thought, oh, God, what an anointing. What a look. God, why can't I sing like that? And you know what? I felt the Lord just kind of step back and fold his arms and tap his foot and just kind of look at me, you know, saying, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Just use the gift you got, will you? Just use the one you got. And when we get into the mess and we want to be like, I want to be like Mike. We want to be like somebody else. Be you. Be the Holy Spirit filled you. Some guys are so calm when they talk. Other guys screaming, yelling. It's different gifts, manifestation of the same spirit. Be you. Say, oh, I'd love to have the gift of healing. Well, you know you don't. Well, it never worked. Well, that means you don't have that gift. You don't know. Just be you. Be the best you can be. Okay, listen. We'll get into more of this later on. It's Friday. It's Flea Flicker Friday. Big stuff happened yesterday. Big stuff happened yesterday. Say, what are you talking about? Yeah, I'm telling you, big stuff happened yesterday. We're going to win, folks. We're going to win. You got to be strong in your belief and strong in your faith and understand that we're going to win. And some of you have seen this, but I want to show you it. Last night, the lights went on in Georgia. The lights, you know the old song, lights went off in Georgia? No, the lights went on in Georgia yesterday. Of all this evidence and all this stuff's going on. And see, I could sit here and pat myself on the back and say, Georgia, huh? Wonder that if that had anything to do with us going to the guides. I could say that. I'm not going to say that. But who would have thought that the light of the truth would be shown in Georgia? Now, if you guys didn't see it, the dam broke, folks. The dam broke yesterday in Georgia. It broke. We don't know how this whole thing's going to play out yet. It's still going on all across the country. But the dam broke in Georgia. And the video Mike's got up on your screen, this is a two-part video. And some of you know this, but I always produce the show for those who maybe don't know. Yesterday, video was produced by Giuliani and his crew. They don't even know where they got it. You would think this would be going on all the time, right? Videos of the actual counting room where the votes were being counted. Well, video surfaced yesterday of about midnight, I think it was. The call went out to vacate the building because there was a water main break. Y'all remember that? Water main break. Got to get out of the building. By the way, there wasn't a water main break. There was no work order put in to fix any water main break. No water main break.
If I may interrupt, just to let you know, the videos are actually from the State Farm camera security system in that facility.
Oh, that's thank you, Dale. That makes sense. These are the cameras that were already in the venue. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. So there, this is the stadium, the basketball arena, whatever that they rented to see. Here's how they're so wicked. They said we can't have all these votes being counted in different places because we'll expose everybody to COVID. So therefore, let's rent this great big building and bring everybody here. You get it? It's bizarre. So anyway, because of these video cameras, we get to see. Mike, scroll down because there's two different videos I want people to be able to see here. The first video shows right here. This is about a minute and a half long. And these are four different cameras that are watching the room that everybody's in. At about midnight, the call comes down to vacate the building because why? The water mains broke. Got to get out of here. So this is a minute 20 video of the building being vacated. And again, these are all, as Dale just shared with us, these are off of the stadium video themselves. So go ahead and play that. This is just, again, hey folks, this
so
thing goes about
to
12 hours.
The Republican Observer.
So look, now here's what I want. There's four different screens you're looking at. The one I watch the most would be the one that it is up like at 1 o'clock on your screen. The top right corner is that's where all the action is going to take place. But this is showing you that same room from four different angles. Okay. But I think you're going to be able, over the next two videos, you're going to see if you keep your eye on the right-hand corner, the 1 o'clock on your clock, that's where a lot of the action is going on. So here it is. This is evidence they produced yesterday. The girl speaking over it. This is a minute and 26 seconds, I think.
Observers, there is a lady who has blonde braids who comes out to announce we're going to stop counting. Everyone go home. And in fact, we see that. What happens is everyone clears out, including the Republican observers in the press, but four people stay behind and continue counting and tabulating well into the night from that point, which is going to be about 10:25 when they all clear out, or 10:30. And they will continue counting unobserved, unsupervised, not in public view, as your statute requires, until about 1 in the morning. The reason we know this is because when our Republican observers were forced to leave, they went to the Central Tabulation Center, and they got news from word from a news crew that, in fact, counting had continued. They have information that not everybody left according to plan, and some people stayed behind. So this shocked them, so they returned back to State Farm Arena at about 1 o'clock in the morning, where they confirmed that, in fact, people had just left State Farm Arena in contravention of what they had been told by the supervisors who are running this operation.
Okay, now we're going to go down to another video. It's going to show after the room has cleared out, okay? After the room has cleared out, it's the next one below it, Mike. No, Mike, scroll down. There's another video on this page. There, next one. There you go. Okay, now, same thing, folks. Here's what's going to happen. Good. I'm going to explain this to you before you see it happen. The room's now empty. There's four people in the room. And you're going to watch the lady, again, same camera that you're watching up there, okay? The one at the top right. The lady in purple is going to walk around, make sure things are okay. And then they're going to begin to reach under the tables and pull out suitcases full of ballots. Watch this. Go ahead.
I can show it to you. There you go. So now they're going to start pulling these ballots out from under this table. This table, the black one, was placed there by the lady with boxed. The blonde braids at about 8:22 a.m. in the morning. So she put that table there. So the same person who's staying behind now, the same person who cleared the place out under the pretense that we're going to stop counting, is the person who put the table there.
There's another box.
At 8:22 in the morning. Yeah, I saw four suitcases come out from underneath the table.
There's another one. He's going to grab one. There he is, an orange. Another suitcase full of ballots.
Yeah, upper right hand. You see the gentleman in the red. So he just pulled one out. So what are these ballots doing there, separate from all the other ballots? And why are they only counting them whenever the place is cleared out with no witnesses? Is the question. So these machines can process
okay, Mike, you can stop there.
Listen about 3,000 ballots.
Listen, I'm sorry. They can each machine can process about 3,000 ballots an hour. There are at least four machines that are working. And they theorize that up to 36,000 ballots, illegal ballots, were counted during that two hour time limit. So why is this a big deal? This is the first real crack video evidence of nefarious behavior.
Here we go, Coach. This is it.
This is it. This is it. And two things about it that are really remarkable to me. Number one, that Georgia's been kind of under the radar as not being a very important state. I mean, we think it's an important state, right? But we've been focusing on all these other places, and lo and behold, nobody knew these cameras. Isn't it amazing? It's always amazing. Nobody knew those cameras were there. And here somebody had stuffed four suitcases full of 36,000 ballots. I think the worm's turning, folks. Somebody come in there. What do you think?
Looks like a video where you have a murder scene and not realizing that the store camera videotaped it the whole time.
That's exactly
slam dunk evidence.
Yes. For my opinion, this is incontrovertible evidence that some type of fraud took place. I think it's going to really force their hands. By the way, also, I think I told you this, Lynn Wood is staking his reputation on the fact that the governor is involved with it. And so was the Secretary of State.
That's all they got to do is get those four people in that room. And guess what? Every one of them should be arrested under felony charges for every, not every suitcase, but every vote. You want to hear them start squealing?
Brother, well, but hey, I wouldn't tell that. They won't keep quiet, right? Everybody's going to be out to save their room next. Okay, now I'm going to show you something else that's going on. Mike, pull up China blackmail. Because, see, some of these things are just slipping by us. And we're not, folks, the Lord, there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. The Lord's working, even though we don't understand it. The Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, said yesterday, it's a short clip, I'm going to show it to you, that China is using blackmail, covert influence to target members of Congress. Remember why we were telling you why these guys wouldn't stand up and wouldn't speak up? Where are the Republicans? Where are the Republicans? They've already got their foot caught in a net, boys and girls. That's why they're not speaking up. They're caught. And John Ratcliffe, in this, that's about a 60-second video, tells us this is what's going on here. This is what's going on. Go ahead and play it there, Mike.
You wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal, and you say China is targeting members of Congress with six times the frequency of Russia and 12 times the frequency of Iran. What is behind Beijing's aggressive approach?
So they want laws and policies out of the United States that are favorable to China. And what they're really trying to do is, through blackmail, through bribery, through overt and covert influence, trying to make sure that only laws that are favorable to China are passed.
Have you been to Capitol Hill, and have you briefed this threat information to lawmakers?
I was so troubled by what I saw from the position as the Director of National Intelligence that I went and briefed both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees on this information, which they found
right
surprising and troubling.
Yeah, they'll get right on it, won't they? Huh? Oh, yeah, they'll get right on it. And we're wondering why nothing's going on in Congress. There you are.
Coach, they'll get right on it when they just got served all that Chinese food when they were listening.
They'll get right on it, Tim Brett. They will. They'll get right on it. Okay, so hang on. Another thing here. Wow. Oh, my goodness. What I want. Pull up Mike Adams.
Drain the swamp.
Mike, let's see. Pull up the article of Mike. This is so encouraging to me today, folks. You guys know this, right? The media is on a total blackout of anything. We're not hearing anything.
Hey, Coach.
Hang on a second. I just posted this. I think I posted this on our website. You want to go watch this video that Mike Adams made yesterday, and we'll get to it in a second. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I have a question. What did you think about those statements that Jenna Ellis made, Newt Gingrich made, and I think somebody else made about Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood?
Can you be more specific?
I don't know if you heard yesterday, but they made some comments about the rally that they had in Alpharetta on, I think it was Wednesday. And they had made some comments that they thought they were destructive.
What they said was, don't go vote, boycott voting.
That's right. Well, they found out Lynn Wood's been a Democrat his whole life. We found that out, right?
Can I follow up on that right there? I cut that 12-minute clip out of Sidney Powell and posted it last night.
Okay.
All right. So Sidney Powell is talking about a whole array of evidence about to go to the DOJ. Now, you know this video that you just showed here, that's going to go to the DOJ too. And the crowd had concerns. Sidney admitted, yes, I got concerns if all this goes to the DOJ. So now the DOJ is going to have all of this evidence to move on, but everybody, including Sidney Powell, is still nervous they're going to not do anything. So therefore, if they don't do anything, what do we do?
Amen. Well, Bobby, that's where I'm heading, okay? If you guys can bear with me, I trust Mike Adams of Natural News. I trust him as much as I don't think he's a disinformation guy. And I came across this morning. It's really, really important. I told you guys, that sounds awful. I said the other day, I believe this is a military operation. That's what I think is going on, folks. I don't think this is the Department of Justice, FBI. I think this is a military operation, and this is what Mike Adams confirms here. Okay, scroll down a little bit for this, Mike. It's hard for me to do it as I'm reading it on the screen. But let me read just a little bit for you here, okay? Mike Adams says, ask yourself this question. What was the purpose of yesterday's White House speech about election fraud and the vote rigging? Did Trump just want to do another speech? Why did he do that? If you think it was about Trump communicating to the people, think again. This speech was really about Trump communicating with Chris Miller and the Department of Defense about foreign interference in the U.S. election, while laying out the key national security justifications that are necessary to invoke what I'm calling the national security option for defending the United States against an attempted cyber warfare coup. Now, I'm not going to take time to read all of this going on, but what President Trump laid out yesterday or when he did that speech was the idea that we have already been attacked by foreign entities, not in physical warfare, but cyber warfare. Do you guys remember 2 years ago when he signed that executive order about interference and cyber warfare and being able to, that what we are seeing happening right now, by the way, the video you see at the bottom says situation update. That's Mike Adams's update that we've posted on our website. You want to watch it. So Mike says decoding President Trump's December 2nd speech. And folks, if this is going on, if Donald Trump on December 18th made this a national, December 18th, 2 years ago, made our elections a national security issue, then he now has the power to allow the military to come in and investigate and intervene. And don't we also know this? I always forget her name. Sidney Powell is a military approved judge or whatever, right? Scroll on down a little bit, Mike. Scroll on down. So are they playing a masterful game of bait and switch? Are they throwing Bill Barr out there and saying, Bill Barr's not doing anything. We all running after Bill Barr and the left-hand government. They're running a bootleg on us when they're very much in control of exactly what's going on. Now, scroll down because this about blew me away. Scroll down a little bit more, Mike. Gina, what's her name? Who's head of the CIA? What's her name? Gina Capsule? Gina whatever? Oh, this is so good to read. There it is. CIA director. Do you see it, Mike, right where your arrow is? Up. Just move the arrow up, Mike. See there, CIA Director Gina Haspel admitted to election interference in a full confession, which has now been acquired. The military complex has trapped Gina Haspel. Say, who's she? She's head of the CIA. They've trapped, they got it. They've got all the information. They've got Dominion executives confessing to engineering back doors into the system, which has already, they've already got the system. They have packet analysis from white hats who intercepted. See, there were some white hats that were involved in this, and they saw it going on, and they captured evidence as well. They got that too, see? They have log files and software evidence that was seized from CIA servers in Frankfurt. We know about that. That happened, which provides physical and intellectual proof that the CIA inserted hundreds of thousands of votes into the Dominion tabulation machine. Say, what's the big deal about it? The military now can intervene, not the FBI. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, this is. I'm just so glad it's coming out this way. But there's still things that they're not going to be chasing down. I mean, we are getting hacked to a degree we've never been hacked. We're getting, and this is just one of their targets, right? The election.
Yes.
So hacking the election, what are the elements that they can attack? Well, you look at all the digital systems. Now, guys, Dominion was in, what, 22 states? There's 50 states. They're all digital, except for a few. So all of those other states have voting machines. Think about the red and blue now, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
think about what you're seeing with all these machines. None of them are secure, right? Okay? None of them are secure. So it's way, 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 way worse than what's ever publicized. And now they're saying that we're in cyber war. We've been in cyber war.
We have. They're just calling out for it.
And as crippling as it is to our economy, as crippling as it is to our nation, they're not calling it war because it's cyber. If this was called a war, Trump and the administration could push back militarily on the attack. But they're not calling it a war.
They're getting ready to, Mark. That's what that order 2 years ago was all about. See, giving him the right to say, this is the same as dropping a nuclear bomb in here. This internet interference is just the same.
That's right. Look at what it's done.
Coach.
Yeah, amen.
And because of that, then they can use the military tribunals, military courts. This is now a authorities concerning military cyber opera right on your screen right there. You can go, hey, listen, again, go to our website and watch the video because Mike Adams lays all this out. This is just a written documentation of what he does in the video, all right? Authorities concerning military cyber operations. In general, the Secretary of Defense, who they just got a new one, right? They fired the other guy, shall develop, prepare, and coordinate, make ready all armed forces for purposes of, and when appropriately authorized to do so, conduct military cyber activities or operations in cyberspace, including clandestine military activities or operations in cyberspace to defend the United States and its allies, including in response to malicious cyber activity carried out against the United States or a United States person by a foreign power. Bang, there it is. He don't need Bill Barr. Folks, he don't need Bill Barr. Or Bill Barr is going to come in later and maybe clean up some other things. But this war, this battle, this is a... we're at war, and our military is involved in it. Now, that's what Mike Adams says. That's the way I read it. I think Trump is acting with all kinds of confidence. I think he knows a lot that we don't know. And I tell you this, Joe Biden sure isn't being very aggressive, is he? He's sure laying low. What's going on?
All of them are. Where are all the testimonies that are trying to deny everything that's gone before these hearings? There isn't any.
Dale, where are the liberals? Where's Chuck Schumer? Where's go on?
The only thing that they're doing.
I know. Listen. This is important. I'm sorry. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Mike, pull up the. It's right under the link. I said it says 4 minute mark, because this is Mike Adams on that tape, on that video that we're posting on our website. So, Mike, pull up that video and go to the 4 minute mark and listen to what. Hey, evidently, Nancy Pelosi's already been in front of a tribunal. Hey, you wonder why she's been so quiet? Anybody heard much from her? Huh? Anybody hear much from her? Scroll out to the 4 minute mark. Like, you could really start about anywhere, but start about the 4 minute mark. And let's just listen there. That's good. And then just listen to a few minutes of this. This is Mike Adams, the health ranger.
Members of Congress who are now actively working on those options that can overrule this on January 6th, even if the results on January 14th come in for Biden. So that's what we're going to be covering today, and thank you for joining me. Okay, let's begin with the Gina Haspel flight to Gitmo. A little extra vacation time, a little paid vacation at the top of the CIA? No. Let's say the threat of interrogation. It's an all-expenses-paid interrogation. And she turned very quickly, and now I've mentioned this before, she confessed to everything. I'm told by a source now that the flight logs of flights to Gitmo show that John Brennan also made a visit to Gitmo, and Nancy Pelosi as well, probably because of her ties to the Dominion voting machine or the Smartmatic company, her family's financial ties, you know, as shareholders, for example. And so a number of people have gone to Gitmo, and it may explain why some of those people are kind of quiet, relatively quiet at the moment. Now, there were false rumors out there that, for example, Barack Obama was arrested for treason. Just a bogus rumor. That did not happen. Other rumors that said Gina Haspel had been killed. That also did not happen. And, you know, rumors like Biden is wearing an arrest ankle bracelet. I don't believe that rumor. I don't know for sure that's false, but I doubt it. I think he's wearing a medical boot for reasons that we mentioned in the last couple of days. But what I have learned is that, you know how Sidney Powell is qualified as a military tribunal judge? Well, it turns out that when you call a military tribunal into existence during an alternative constitution time of events, i.e. the emergency constitution, then you get to pick the judges that are part of that tribunal. So when or if this goes into military tribunals, and if indeed Sidney Powell is one of the judges, as is, you know, rumored that she may be, I'm sure there would be many others as well. I don't think that she's the only person who can do that job. But whoever it is gets to pick the judges. And I don't know how military trials work in terms of who are the possible judges, but they're not going to be civilian judges. They're not going to pull them out of the civilian courts, because the whole point of military tribunals is to have an independent system of law that can overrule corrupt civilian systems.
Okay, Mike, you can stop.
So that's, we should expect that.
So again, folks, that video is posted at CoachDaveLive.com under our video section. Mike Adams, by the way, the one yesterday is just as good. I don't have it posted, but it's just as good. So folks, if we begin to, if we, like a football team, a bootleg, if we begin to realize that President Trump knows or knew that all of the legal things put in place were not reliable, that if he trusted the FBI, if he trusted the CIA, he was running down a rabbit hole that he would never, ever be able to survive. And he moved this into another area, avenue, where he felt like he had some people loyal to him who would really dig into the truth. Then a lot of this stuff begins to make sense.
Boom.
Amen. Did you hear the retired attorney testify up in Michigan, and he testified in Georgia, but he said something that my ears just went right up because it lines up with this. He said in Michigan, he said, you know, our elections are of a heightened level of national security, like guarding a nuclear power plant. Yeah. Think about it. If you try to do something to a nuclear power plant, what happens? It is an immediate military response. When he said that, this is exactly where I caught, crossed my T's and dotted my I's. He slipped something out right there. That's exactly what they're talking about. Fraud of the election is like trying to come against a nuclear power plant.
It's total destruction of the republic. If our elections are able to be rigged, we don't have a republic anymore.
How come they were so bold doing it the way they did it? Kicking people out, fake water main break, all the different states. They didn't just learn this election, guys. They have gotten good at this, and we've grown complacent and let them do it over the previous elections.
Right, hey, Coach?
We didn't have it. We. I think, yes, Mark, I agree, but it's never been on such a grand scale that we now see it. Say, are you kidding me? That's what's awakening people, right? That's what's awakening.
And Sidney Powell said this has gone down to the lower elections. And I've heard other people say that Barack Obama probably really didn't get elected the second time.
That's right.
So we've been living in an electoral farce for decades. Well, more generations, wow, probably.
You guys understand the significance of this? If this is all real, see, somebody's running a bootleg. Either Trump's running a bootleg or the other side's running. Somebody's running a real big fake on us here, folks.
Well, that was
both of these things cannot be true, and we're going to find out soon. Go ahead, Jeff Klein.
Coach, if you think about it, and what you're talking about right now, the other night, Sidney Powell said something when they both spoke, her and what's his name, Lynn?
Uh-huh.
She said, and she didn't mention the FBI or CIA, but she said, you can't trust the three-letter organizations in our government.
Yeah.
That was key.
So here's another thing that's key. I don't know if you guys followed this or not. They've now gone back and said that Lynn Wood has been a Democrat his whole life, given a lot of money to Democrats. So now they want to do everything they can. They said he's a double agent. He's in there right now because he just wants to make sure that Democrats get elected to the Congress down in, or to the Senate in Georgia. See, folks, listen. Could it be Lynn Wood's had an awakening too? Could it be Lynn Wood looked back and says, what the hell? I've been giving my money to all this. I've been giving my money to these crooks. Are you kidding me? Could it be he's had an eye opening as well? Could it be the heart of the king is as water in the hand of the Lord in regards to Len as well? Could it be he's doubly mad because they've been using his money against him? We don't don't read, believe at face value what you read in the media. They put those things out. Why? False evidence. False evidence. Hey, Coach. I saw the guy on the stage preaching better than most guys I know. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, also too, you have to remember a lot of these Republicans, they're scared too.
I think everybody's scared.
They're scared because
that's how they operate over fear, right?
Yeah, that's what a lot of it is.
Let's go back to Donald Trump. He actually didn't run for presidency because he needed to do some book sales to make some money. I think Donald Trump,
who was also a Democrat, he saw this and he said, you know what? It's one thing that you're going to juke somebody out, but you're literally stealing from the children, from the children's children. And it's gotten so wicked that he knew how this was I believe that's why he ran.
Amen. Hey, so listen, I'm about out of time. Keep praying those imprecatory Psalms. Hey, Mike, pull up two things for me real quickly. Pull up No Christmas and Criminalized Christianity. Hey, folks, listen. The devil's kids are relentless. They are relentless, folks. They never give up. They never give in. They never back down. They need to be squashed. Look at this guy. Now Fauci says, no Christmas. No Christmas. Fauci.
Hey Coach, I just got to jump in real fast. This guy is a freak. Don't listen to him. Do not listen.
But we do listen to him, right? We do listen. We almost didn't have any Thanksgiving. Now he's saying, don't have Christmas. Don't have Christmas. But now, wait a minute. I'm not done. Mike, pull up the next one. Criminalized Christianity. Hey, listen, we got to open our mouths and begin to tell people we love exactly what's going on. Because look at this. Secular Democrats urge Biden to pounce on U.S. Christianity. Secular Democrats want Joe Biden to actually, are you ready? Officially criminalize Christianity. They got to criminalize Christianity. Why? Because those Christians, they're trying to put homosexuals back into slavery. Those Christians, they want to take rights away from homosexuals. Those Christians, they want to take away a woman's right to choose. Those Christians are terrorists. And it's actually come out publicly that there are now groups who are intent on destroying Christianity. That's what's at stake here, friends. Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman, the kings of this earth conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. We're at the freaking Super Bowl here, man. This is amazing.
We need to bring back tar and feathering.
You know what? That was part of what I was going to talk about today, Joseph.
Yeah, that was only 100 years ago, a little over 100 years ago, that last tar and feather of a politician took place.
Yes, sir. Hey, so Bobby, we got to ask this. See, we can't ask it. We can't ask the truth, right? What do we do if the courts ignore all this stuff? What do we do?
I know that we need to stop being herded out. A million people need to stop accepting directions from a screeching blonde-haired woman in front of the justice building.
Amen.
Bobby, listen. We win in the end. God's in control, Bobby.
You want to jump in. Hey, I just want to say, you know what's up. It's time for us to take the reins. This is our country. We're not going to let these freaks dictate this crap to us anymore.
We'll find out. Go ahead, Jack.
Stop crap. We're done.
I believe it's Hosea 4:6. My people perish for a lack of knowledge, not for a lack of miracles, not for a lack of healing, for a lack of knowledge. They don't understand anything. What Sidney Powell said about the three-letter agencies, there is no constitutional authority for any of those three-letter alphabet soup agencies. So we got to go back and figure out why. You talk about tar and feather being 100 years ago. Well, 100 years ago, we were in Emergency War Powers Act, which we're still under the Emergency War Powers Act, which is where all those triple letter agencies get their supposed authority from. We're doomed, folks, unless we become knowledgeable.
In the Bible, when the civilian authorities told the Christians to go ahead, you can leave, but don't do that anymore, they went out and did it some more. Hey, we've got to start doing it the first place so we can do it some more.
That's godly obedience, not civil disobedience. Go ahead, Craig, you get the last word.
Steve Quell's pretty confident that they used a military operation to pull up one of the Dominion servers in Germany, probably in Berlin. The altar of Pergama, which comes from the Pergamus area of Turkey, which is in Revelation 3, the third church where the throne of Satan is now been replicated, put in Berlin piece by piece. And there's a spiritual component to that being there in Germany and having that Dominion server being taken by military special ops.
Boys, I think we're over the target. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Let's be the salt of the earth, light of the world, and tell people exactly what's going on. Hey, listen, get your shirts. I can get them in the mail to you. We'll get them out today, and you'll have them by the first of the week. God bless you. Have a great weekend. JR is on tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I think JR comes on. We'll see you all on Monday morning.
God bless you, Coach.